ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. జిజ్ఞాసాధికరణం అథాతో బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస. జన్మాద్యధికరణం జన్మాద్యస్యయతః. శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాధికరణం శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాత్. సమన్వయాధికరణం తత్తు సమన్వయాత్. చాప్టర్ 1 థర్డ్ పాద ఫస్ట్ అధికరణం. ద్యువ్వాద్యధికరణం ద్యువ్వాత్యాయతనం స్వశబ్దాత్. ముక్తోపశ్రుప్య వ్యపదేశాత్. న అనుమానం అతచ్ఛబ్దాత్. ప్రాణభృచ్ఛ భేదవ్యపదేశాత్. ప్రకరణాత్ స్థిత్యదనాభ్యాంచ. భూమాధికరణం భూమా సంప్రసాదాత్ అత్యుపదేశాత్. ధర్మోపపత్తేశ్చ. అక్షరాధికరణం అక్షరమంబరాంతధృతే సాచ ప్రశాసనాత్. అన్యభావ వ్యావృత్తేశ్చ. ఈక్షతి కర్మ విపదేశాధికరణం ఈక్షతి కర్మ విపదేశాత్ సహా. దహరాధికరణం దహర ఉత్తరేభ్యః గతిశబ్దాభ్యాం తథాహి ద్రష్టం లింగం చ. ధృతేశ్చ మహిమ్నః అస్య అస్మిన్ ఉపలబ్ధేః ప్రసిద్ధేశ్చ. ఇతర పరామర్శాత్ స ఇతి చేత్ నా సంభవతి. ఉత్తరాచేత్ ఆవిర్భూత స్వరూపస్థు అన్యార్థశ్చ పరామర్శః అల్పశ్రుతేరితి చేత్ తదుక్తం. అనుకృత్యధికరణం అనుకృతేస్తస్య చ అపి చ స్మర్యతే. ప్రమితాధికరణం శబ్దాదేవ ప్రమితః. హృద్యపేక్షయా తు మనుష్యాధికరణ మనుష్యాధికారత్వాత్. దేవతాధికరణం తదుపర్యపి బాధరాయణః సంభవాత్. విరోధః కర్మణీతి చేత్ అనేక ప్రతిపత్తేః దర్శనాత్. శబ్ద ఇతి చేత్ న అత ప్రభవాత్ ప్రత్యక్ష అనుమానాభ్యాం. అత ఏవ చరిత్యత్వం సమాన నామ రూపత్వాచ్చ ఆవృత్తౌ అపి అవిరోధః దర్శనాస్మృతే చ. మధ్వాదిషు అసంభవాత్ అనధికారం జైమినిః. జ్యోతిషి భావాచ్చ భావం తు బాధరాయణః అస్తి. అపశూద్రాధికరణం శుగస్య తత్ అనాదరశ్రవణాత్ తద్ ఆద్రవణాత్ సూచ్యతే హి. సో వి హావ్ బీన్ సీయింగ్ ద సూత్ర 1.3.34 ది 97th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వేర్ వి గేవ్ ఎ జనరల్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అధికరణం. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అపశూద్రాధికరణం. And the Vishaya Vakyam for this sutra is from Chandogya Upanishad 4.2.3, where there is a statement which says, Aha haretva shudra tavaiva saha gobi rastu. Aha haretva shudra tavaiva saha gobi rastu. And we saw the story part of this particular section, how King Janashruti was a great king who felt insulted, humiliated, when a few birds flying above him. He was relaxing in his balcony. And the birds, they not only insulted him, they also glorified a poor Brahmana by the name Raikwa, who became glorious by Vayu Upasana or Samvarga Vidya. And Raja Janashruti was mentally very pained. He also had Jigyasa. And so he approached Raikwa and requested him to teach this upasana, Vayu upasana. And Raikwa first refuses and he says the dakshina, the cattle, wealth, they are all not enough. Upon which Raikwa again brings more dakshina and also offers his daughter in marriage to Raikwa. So up to here, there was no problem. We followed the story. But where is the controversy? Why this particular mantra should appear in Brahma Sutra? Raikwa tells Janashruti, Aha Hare Tva Shudra Tavaiva Saha Gobi Rastu. While making this statement, Raikwa uses the expression Shudra. So, Aha Hare Tva Shudra. So, there is an address, Hey Shudra. That means, O Shudra Purushaha. And from this statement, the Purva Pakshi wants to claim that Janashruti is really not a king at all, but only a Shudra. King should be a Kshatriya. And because only a Shudra only, which is very clearly, explicitly, directly expressed by Guru Raikwa. Therefore, Janashruti is an Asamskrita Manushyaha. He was given the Vedic Upasana, namely Vayu Upasana, later by Raikwa, which is a Shrauta Sadhana, because it appears in the Shruti, namely Chandogya Upanishad. Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Shrauta Sadhana is also accessible to Asamskrita Manushyaha. We have been telling Shrauta Sadhanas are not accessible to them. But he says it is accessible to an Asamskrita Manushyaha also. That means even without Upanayana Samskara, all the people can practice Shrauta Sadhanas. Whereas Vyasacharya points out that Asamskrita Manushya cannot have Shrauta Sadhanas at all. They can have only Smartha Sadhanas. And therefore, the debate here is what? Whether Janashruti is a Shudra or a Kshatriya. And if Vyasacharya has to uphold this idea, he has to establish that Janashruti is a Kshatriya only. Then alone his idea can be validated. But here, Janashruti has been addressed as He Shudra in the mantra. Therefore, Vyasacharya has to explain the meaning of the word Shudra. This is the problem here. The entire Adhikaranam is called Apashudra Adhikarana. Therefore, Shudra Shabda Vichara is the topic. Here, Vyasacharya establishes two things. What is one? The first thing is Janashruti is a Kshatriya, he establishes. That is a positive establishment. And second thing he does is Janashruti is not a Shudra also. So Kshatriyatva Sthapanam and Shudratva Nishedaha. So this is the task of Vyadivyasa in this Adhikarana. And this is the general introduction to the entire Adhikaranam. And we saw up to this in the last class. Now let us go to the general analysis of the first sutra, that is 1.3.34 that we just read. Namely, Shugasya tad anadhara shravanatim tad adravanatim suchyatehi. This is the 97th running sutra of Brahma Sutra. Here first Vyasacharya establishes that the word Shudra should not be taken in its primary meaning and should be taken only in its secondary meaning, for which he has to give contextual support also. The primary meaning of the word, that is the Rudhyartaha. We have seen all these terms, Rudhyartaha, primary meaning of Shudra is Upanayana Rahitaha, Asamskrita Manushyaha, a person for whom Upanayana Samskara has not happened. And he is an Asamskrita Purushaha, a person who does not have the sacred thread. And therefore, he is not Vedically qualified. This is the Rudhyartaha, the primary. And the secondary or the contextual meaning or the etymological meaning is, this is Yaugigartaha. We have already seen your Rudhyartaha and Yaugigartaha, which we arrive at by studying the context. It's a contextual meaning. And we said in the context, Janashruti has two powerful emotions. Number one, the insult followed by pain. That is why he is now rushing to Raikwa. And number two, he does not want to be inferior. He is a king. He is a Kshatriya. He wants to be either equal or better than Raikwa. And the only way is to become Vayu Upasaka. Because Raikwa became glorious doing Vayu Upasana. So he also wants to become a Vayu Upasaka. Therefore, he has tremendous curiosity, anxiety, which is indicated by the rushing towards Raikwa. He rushes towards Raikwa. Therefore, Janashruti has got these two qualifications. Therefore, we can say now when Janashruti approached Raikwa, he was rushing with pain and sorrow. Therefore, we can call him a sorrowful runner. How Acharya interprets all this. We can call him a sorrowful runner contextually. And these two mental states, they are not religious states, they are mental states of Janashruti, the Raikwa Brahmana wanted to reveal. Because Raikwa discerned this condition of Janashruti. Actually, Shankaracharya says, Raikwa being an Upasaka, he is also a mind reader. He can read the minds of people who could read the mind of Janashruti. He knew that Janashruti was a sorrowful runner. Therefore, this incident also Raikwa could know. So, Trikala Jnanitvat, Yoga Drishtitvat, because of these reasons, Raikwa wanted to indicate Janashruti's mental state and that he is a sorrowful runner, and therefore he uses the word Su and Dra. Su representing a sorrowful condition, Shoka, and Dra representing a running condition. So Dravanam, Dravati. So Dra means to move. Therefore, Shoka Sahita Dravana Karta. And therefore, even though Raikwa addressed him as Shudra, which had the etymological meaning of sorrowful runner, derived in this manner, we said Shoka Sahitam Dravana Karta, but still Janashruti is a Kshatriya sorrowful runner. He is a Kshatriya, but he is still a Kshatriya sorrowful runner. And Vyasacharya says, we have to take the Yogyartha only, the secondary meaning. To give a simple example, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the several places, the word Pandava comes. Mm-hmm. And Pandava, Krishna uses this. So here, how do we translate the word Pandava? We translate in all the places invariably as Arjuna. Do we know that? In fact, there are 5 Pandavas. But the root yartaha, when you say Pandava, especially in the Bhagavad Gita context, the meaning is Arjuna only. Similarly, the Kauravas also, when you say Kauravas, it is Kuru Vamsa Utpannaha, the people who came from the Kuru Vamsa. And in fact, the Pandavas also have the same kind of Kuru Vamsa only. But what do we say? By Kauravas, we mean only the Duryodhanas because of Rudhyartha. And if we take Yogyartha, Pandavas also are Kauravas only. So in Sanskrit, there is a word called Ajaha. Ajaha means the root yartha is goat. Goat is called ajaha. But yogika artha is, the secondary meaning is na jayate iti ajaha. Atma is ajaha. That doesn't have a birth. Na jayate iti ajaha. So we should know what meaning should be taken supported by the context. Therefore here Shudra means only Samskrita Kshatriya Janashruti only. And the word means a sorrowful runner. This is the general analysis of the first sutra. Now we will see the word analysis now. We have to supply 2 words, utpannaha as an adjective and shuk and shudra sabdishaddena. We have to add this. So we have to split the words in the sutra now. So sugasya is to be split as shuk plus asya. Shuk is derived from the root shuch. So shochati, to grieve, to be sorrowful. And the abstract noun derived from the root is what? Shuch. Shuch means what? Chakarantaham strilingaha. So shuch shabdaha. Pratama ekavachana. So shuk, shuka, shugau, shugaham, shugam, shugau, shugaham, shugam, shugyam, shugbihi. So the first word is shuk or shug, both are fine. And the next word is asya. And the third word is shugasya means asya. And the third word is tad anadara shravanat. Tadadara shravanat. And the fourth word is tad adravanat. And the fifth word is suchyate. And the final word is ki. Thus, what are the words now? Shug, asya, tadanadara shravanate. It's a compound word. Tadadravanate, suchyate, and hi. Now let us take each word and see the meaning. We will first rearrange the words for the sake of convenience. So first is what? Shuk. Shuk means sorrow, grief. And whose sorrow it is? Asya. Asya refers to Janashrutehe of King Janashruti. So Asya, Asya is Shashti Vibhakti here. Then we have to supply the word Utpanna, which was born, Utpanna, which was born or which arose. That is the sorrow of Janashruti which arose. And the next word is what? Tad Anadara Shravanat. It is a compound word. It is equal to Tad plus Anadara plus Shravanat. Tad means here it refers to the Hamsas, the birds, the bird Hamsa. Devata or rishis appearing in the bird form, if you remember the story. So Hamsa Rupa Devata, which occurs in the story. And if you remember, that's the story. And Anadara means inflicting words, the insulting statement of the birds. Adara means respect, manam. And Anadara means apamana, disrespect. And here, the Ninda Vakyani, these are all disrespectful statements. And Shravanam, Shravanam means here hearing. Shravanat, Shravanat is again Panchami Vibhakti, Hetvate Panchami. So if we find three words, the meaning will be what? By hearing the insulting words of the birds. And if we combine all the previous words, it will become what? The sorrow of King Janashruti, which was born by hearing the insulting words of the Hamsa birds. And the next word is what? He. He means indeed. And the significance of this word is what? That we are going to see later also. Then Suchyate. Suchyate means is revealed, is indicated, is presented. And then the next word is, the supplied word is Shudra Shabdena. This word we supply by the expression Shudra. So up to this is one statement in this particular sutra. Now, how will we read it now? The sorrow of Janashruti, which is born by hearing the insulting words of the birds, is revealed by the expression Shudra. So it is not Shudra, any Jati or anything. Therefore, word Shudra is only etymologically revealing the sorrowful runner status of Janashruti. And not say non-upanayanam or non-vija status or any of those things. And the word he, that the primary meaning of a word is more powerful than the secondary meaning that we all know. This is the general rule. And when both meanings are possible, one should take the primary meaning only. This discussion we have had many times earlier. But Vyasacharya takes a secondary meaning here. In fact, the so-called reformers, many people, they want to even delete this Apashudra Adhikarana. They want to delete this Adhikarana itself from Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Vyasacharya compromises with an important rule. And the word he indicates that we are not compromising at all, because there is another law that we should know also. And what is that law? If the primary meaning does not fit contextually, then the secondary meaning can be taken by dropping the primary meaning. Contextual secondary meaning is better than non-contextual primary meaning. So this superseding nyaya, this is indicated by the word he in this particular sutra. So this is the first part of the sutra. So the sutra conveys the idea that Janashruti is a sorrowful runner. And how does the word convey such a meaning? Further, Vyasacharya says, Tad Adravanat. This contains also two words, Tad and Adravana. Tad means shuk, grief. And Adravanam means running. So since Janashruti was running with sorrow to go on Sri Raikwad to get this particular knowledge, he is called Shudra. And Shu means Shoka and Dra means running. Therefore, Shudra is Kshatriya, sorrowful runner. And so Janashruti is not an Asamskrita Manushyaha, because he is Kshatriya. And he is Kshatriya king and he deserves Vayu Upasana. With this, the first sutra of this Adhikarana is over. Now let us go to the next sutra. Kshatriyatvavagatescha uttaratra chaitraratena lingat. This is Sutra 35, 98th Brahma Sutra. And there are two readings also on this sutra in the first word. So it says, Kshatriyatvava Gatehe. Kshatriyatvava Gatehe. It is there. Kshatriyatvava Gatescha. So Kshatriyatvava Gatehe. And the another reading is Kshatriyatva Gatehe. And both are okay only. In the first reading, it is Avagatehe is there. Kshatriyatva Avagatehe is there. That is the partam. And in the second reading, it is Gatehe. That is the partam. So Gatehe and Avagatehe. Both mean the same anyway. And an argument, it is given in support of the 34th sutra. The previous sutra is given here. So let us do, as usual, the general analysis of the sutra first. Here, Vyasacharya proves in a very roundabout way. He touches the nose all the way around there. That Jana Shruti is a Kshatriya only. In the previous sutra, he proved that Jana Shruti is not a Shudra in the literal sense. And here he proves that Jana Shruti is a Kshatriya only. Therefore, he is Samskrita Purushaha only, not Asamskrita Purushaha. And how do we prove that? Very interesting. He takes three statements from Vedas itself. Always he gives support from Shruti. Tasmat Chaitra Ratihi Nama Yeka Kshatrapatihi Ajayata. There is a statement like this. Tasmat Chaitra Ratihi Nama Yeka Kshatrapatihi Ajayata. This means what? There was a king by the name Chaitra Rati. This is a statement. The king named Chaitra Rati was there. This is the first statement. And the statement is from where? There is a Brahmanam called the Tandya Brahmanam. And this is from that Tandya Brahmanam 20.12.5 if you want, somebody wants to see that, but it's anyway in the record. Then the statement, second statement also is from Tandya Brahmanam, another statement. And that statement says, Yetena vai chitraratham kapeya aya aja aya jayanda. So Yetena vai chitraratham kapeya kapeya Ayajayana. This also from Tandya Brahman, which means the Kapeyaha. Kapeyaha means the Brahmins belonging to the Kapi Vamsha or Kapi Gotra. The Brahmins belonging to Kapi Vamsha, they were all priests and they were also advisors for Kshatriya kings, of whom, which dynasty? The Chitrarata Vamsha. Chitrarata dynasty, for that Chitrarata Vamsha the kings, the Kapivamsa Brahmanas were the priests and advisors. That's the next statement. And the third statement, we will explain all this. I'm just only giving the three statements which we are going to use. And the third statement is from Chandogya Upanishad. In the very story itself, 4.3.5, Ataha Shaunakam cha Kapeyam Abhipratharinam cha Kakshasenim Parivishyamanav Brahmachari Pibikshe. This is a statement. 4.3.5 from Chandogya Upanishad. Ataha Shaunakam cha Kapeyam Abhipratharinam cha Kakshasenim Parivishyamanav Brahmachari Vibikshe. So now three statements we got. Now using these three statements, we are going to establish Jana Shruti is a Kshatriya. It's a very, very roundabout way. Let us see how he does. We first do the general analysis of the Sutra 35. So the Chandogya Upanishad statement 4.2.3 that we read earlier, where it talks about Jana Shruti, who is a student of Vayu Upasana, and we find out who is the Jana Shruti. A Shudra or someone else. That is what we would find out. And Vyasacharya wants to establish that the word Shudra does not mean Shudra in primary sense, but should be taken as a sorrowful runner. That we already derived that meaning earlier. He is really a Kshatriya only. And Vyasacharya wants to establish that Jana Shruti is a Dvijaha. Dvijaha means he had Upanayana Samskara and all that. And therefore the conclusion is what? He is eligible for Samvarga Vidya or Vayu Upasana. He is a Samskrita Purushaha only. And he is not an Asamskrita Manushya. So here Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya, they do a very heavy textual analysis. Several Vedic statements and ideas are taken, and each one will be interconnected to arrive at this particular conclusion that Jana Shruti is a Kshatriya. First, let us take these three statements which Shankaracharya quotes in his comment. They are all there in the Bhashya. I took from there only. So, number first statement is, Tasmat Chaitrarathihi Nama Yeka Kshatrapatihi Ajayata from Tandya Brahmanam. And Yetenavai Chitraratam Kapeya Ayajayana, again Tandya Brahmanam. And the third statement, Ataha Shaunakamcha Kapeyam, etc. from Chandogya. So this third statement introduces two persons as part of the story in Chandogya. And these two persons are whom? Kapeya and Abhipratari. Two people, Kapeya and Abhipratari, who were eating. Actually, they were together, friends. They were eating. And someone was serving food also to them. It's all part of the story. In Chandogya, we see the story. And at that time, a brahmachari came asking for bhiksha. So these two people, Kapeya and Abhipratari, they are eating. And at that time, somebody is serving food and one brahmachari, and he comes asking for bhiksha. And the summary of this mantra is what? Kapeya and Abhipratari were together. That together is important. Kapeya, we are going to see how it is. Kapeya and Abhipratari were together. Kapeya is a Brahmin. Abhipratari Kshatriya. And details can be omitted for the time being. And having got these three statements, what are the ideas that we can derive now? Number one, in the first statement, the Veda introduced Chitrarathi as a king. There was a king named Chitrarathi, that's what we said. So all members belonging to Chitrarathi king, they are all called the Chaitrarathas. They belong to Chitrarathi king's dynasty. They are all called Chaitrarathas. And not only they are contemporaries, but also future generations are also called the Chaitrarathas. So the first idea is what? Chaitraratha belongs to king or Kshatriya family. Chaitraratha. Okay. And the second idea is that the family of priests who advised all Chaitraratha kings, they are named as what? Kapeyas. Belonging to Kapivamsha family of Brahmanas. That also we said. And the third idea to be derived is what? All the Kapeya Brahmanas were associated with Chaitraratha kings. So there is a flow now. The flow of Brahmana and Kshatriya families over the several lineages, dynasties. So since Kapeyas were always associated with Kshatriya kings, Adipratari must mean the Chaitraratha king only. I hope you are now with me. In this particular mantra, it says Abhipratari, but we have now derived that Kapeya and Abhipratari were together according to this mantra. And we said Kapeyas were always associated with the Kshatriya kings who were all Chaitrarathas. And therefore, Abhipratari should be a Chaitratha king, should be also a Chaitratha king. So Adipratari must be his personal name, but he belongs to Chaitratha dynasty. And what Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya want to say is, this pair of Brahmana and Kshatriya king is introduced as part of the story. So where does the story occur? As part of Samvarga Vidya or Vayu Upasana. In Chandogya, we have seen this. This pair of the Brahmana and Kshatriya king, this pair, they were introduced as part of the story in the context of Samvarga Vidya or Vayu Upasana. And the purpose of the story is, through the story, Chandogya Upanishad wants to glorify Vayu Upasana. That was the intent. So there's a story, but it glorifies Vayu Upasana. And we already have a story in Samvarga Vidya of Jana Shruti and Raikwa now. So the first story reveals Vayu Upasana. And second story is to reveal the glory of Vayu Upasana. Now Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya, as they say, in the second story also, we have a Brahmana and a Kshatriya pair. That means in the first story also, which occurs in the same context of Samvarga Vidya, we should have a similar pair only, because that is the style of Veda. So Raikwa happens to be a Brahmana and Jana Shruti should be a Kshatriya only. And therefore, the word Shudra should not be taken as Asamskrita Purushaha at all, but as a sorrowful runner only. So this is the essence of the sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. There are five words here. Kshatriyatva Avagatehe, then Cha, then Uttaratra, and Chaitraratena, and Lingat. These are the five words. Now let us supply several words here later. according to the context. So first let us rearrange the words for ease of understanding. Lingat, lingat means an indication, lingam, a clue. For concluding, Janashruti is Kshatriya. Because of that, that is a clue for that. So we have got evidence or proof. It is again also Panchami because of availability of proof, lingat. And this is an internal textual evidence occurring in Samvarga Vidya itself in the mantra. So next is the supplied word, Janashrutehe Samavivyaharat. This is the mean, this is the mantra, this is the word we have to supply. Janashrutehe Samavivyaharat. Vyaharat. The meaning is Shruti or Vedic mention of Janashruti. Therefore, the meaning is what? Because of the evidence. What is the evidence? Because of the evidence in the form of Vedic mention of Janashruti. And what type of mention? Chaitra Rathena, along with Chaitra Ratha King, Janashruti occurs in the mantra 4.2.3 of Chandogya, and Chaitra Ratha occurs in 4.3.5 of Chandogya. So Janashruti occurs in 4.2.3. Chaitra Ratha occurs in 4.3.5 later. That means because of the evidence, in the form of Vedic mention of Janashruti, along with Chaitra Ratha King, where? Janashruti occurs, as I told, the story 1 in 4.2.3, it's the earlier mantra, and Chaitra Ratha occurs in story 2 in 4.3.5. Thus, because of the evidence, in the form of Vedic mention of Janashruti along with Chaitra Ratha King 4.3.5, and here we have to be careful. There are too many complex things that we cannot lose track. When Vyasacharya says Vedic mention of Janashruti along with Chaitra Ratha, we will find that in 4.3.5, Chaitra Ratha word is not mentioned at all. Vyasacharya interprets, but that word is not there at all, 4.3.5. There is only the word Abhipratari. That alone is there. That's what we read. Therefore, we have to take other Vedic statements and prove that Abhipratari himself is a Chaitra Ratha king only. And therefore, in the sutra, the word Chaitra Ratha refers to Abhipratari of 4.3.5 of Chandogya. Therefore, Chaitra Rathena means Abhipratari Rupa Chaitra Rathena Samavi Vyaharat. Then the next word is Uttaratra in the later part of the text, 4.3.5. So what is, how it is called later part, both are in Chandogya Upanishad, the fourth chapter only. Compared to 4.2.3, fourth chapter, second section, 4.3 is later section. So it's later part. Therefore, Uttaratra means, so Anantara Kande Ityartha. Then we supply the following words. What are the words we supply now? Janashrutehe Kshatriyatvam Gamyate. Janashruti's Kshatriya status is proved. So what is the final meaning now? From the evidence in the form of Vedic mention of Janashruti along with the Chaitra Ratha King, Janashruti's Kshatriya status is known. So one part of the sutra is now over. Now let us go to the second part of the sutra. Kshatriyatva Avagatehe. Kshatriyatva Gatehe, Avagatehe, both we have taken. So because of our knowledge of the Kshatriya status, Kshatriyatva Avagatehe, and then we supply three words. Janashruti na Shudraha. Janashruti is not a Shudra. Why? Because of our knowledge of his Kshatriya status. That means he is not Upanayana Samskara Rahitaha. Not that he did not have Upanayana Samskara. And then there is the Cha. Cha means also. Also means joining the previous mantra. Thus, what is the meaning of the second part now? Because of our knowledge of his Kshatriya status also comes from this Cha. Janashruti is not a Shudra. Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Vedic sadhanas are meant for Samskrita Manushyas alone. And not for Asamskrita Manushyas. Samskrita Manushyas being Upanayana Samskara Sahita Manushyaha. People who have had Upanayana Samskara, they are called Samskrita Manushyas. So with this, the second sutra is also over. Now let us go to the third sutra. संस्कार परामर्शात तदभाव अभिलापाच्च संस्कार परामर्शात तदभाव अभिलापाच्च 36th sutra of third pada first chapter 99th brahma sutra. So the discussion on the privilege of brahma vidya on the part of shudra is continued here. Now we will go to the general analysis of the sutra here. Here Vyasacharya wants to give certain general arguments in support of his conclusion that samskrita manushya alone can perform shrauta sadhana. Shrauta sadhana means we should know what there are Vedic rituals, not the smarta rituals. Smarta ritual means what are given in smriti, purana, itihasa, and all that in smritis. So here it has nothing to do with samarga vidya or vayu upasana at all. Here he says there are various references which talk about upanayana samskaras in the context of shrauta sadhanas and not in the context of smarta sadhanas at all. Veda adhyayana, what are the shrauta sadhanas? Veda adhyayana, vichara, and Veda anushtana. They all come under shrauta sadhana, Vedic rituals. Here we are confining to shrauta sadhanas only. Significance of upanayana samskara is upanayana threading ceremony. Is to bring the guru and the sishya together. Acharya sishya sangamaha. Sanyogaha. So when a Vedic student and a teacher, when they come together, it is a formal affair involving lot of formalities. It involves sacraments, prayers, and this can be presented in twofold angles also. From the standpoint of Acharya, if you want to present it, acceptance or admission of a Sishya to be his Sishya, this is called Upanayana. I take Sishya near me. Nayanam, Svikaranam. Upa means near. So when we present the same thing, same coming together from the standpoint of the disciple, then it means the formal approach of the student to the teacher. The word used for formal approach is Upasadanam or Upagamanam. So both of them indicate the formal coming together of a Vedic student and a Vedic teacher. And every student of Veda should know two important words of Upa and Nayana. For example, if I have to go to a foreign country, that means what? That includes getting the passport, getting visas, getting tickets, getting overseas insurance, blah, 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 so many things. So the formalities everyone is familiar with. And hence one knows from the, for example, somebody makes an innocent statement, I go to Australia somewhere. Then a person has undergone all the hassles of getting the passport and all those things, they are all understood. So also in those days, people were familiar with samskaras like Upanayanam and all that. So Shankaracharya gives references from the seventh chapter of Chandogya, seventh chapter, first section, first mantra. And the verb used, there's a verb used there, upasadha. Upasasadha, there's a word there. Adihi bhagavayitiha upasasadham sanat kumaram naradaha tagumho vacham yadveta tena mopasita tena mopasitam tatasta urdvam vakshyamiti saho vacham. Seventh section, seventh chapter. So here it is saying upasasadha. Adihi bhagavayitiha upasasada upasasadam sanat kumaram naradakam hovacha. It's a formal approach. So upasad is a dhatu. Upasasada, formal approach that indicates upanayana. Then in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, in the second chapter, first section, 14th mantra, where the word used is what? Upayani. Synonym of upasasada, upasad, here also. Saho vacha ajata shatruhu. Here the next, another person, ajata shatru. Etavannu ityetavadhiti naitavata viditam bhavatiti. Saho vacha gargya upatvayaniti upatvayaniti. And again, Brihadaranyaka, sixth chapter again, where the verb used is upaimi. So we have already seen three different verbs. Savai savai gautama tirtena ityasa iti upaimi. So the upasasadam, upayani, upayemi is upayemi is upayami. So many Vedic references to Upanayana Samskara in the context of Vedic sadhanas is given. Therefore, this indicates that Samskrita Manishyas alone have the eligibility to follow the Shrauta sadhanas, Vedic sadhanas. This is the first part of the sutra. And the second part of the sutra is, not only scriptures refer to the eligibility of Samskrita Manishyas, they also refer to the ineligibility of Asamskrita Manushyas equally vehemently. Shankaracharya gives several references, and one such reference is occurring in Gautama Dharma Sutras 2.1.51, where it is said, Yeka Jatihi Shudraha. Gautama Dharma Sutra says, Yeka Jatihi Shudraha. Yeka Jatihi means Upanayana Samskara Rahitaha. Person who doesn't have Upanayana Samskara. Because once a person takes to Upanayana Samskara, he is called what? Dvijaha, twice born. Dvijatihi. He is not a Eka Jatihi. Dvijatihi. Because according to Shastra, Matur Agreti Jananam, Vitiyam Maunji Bandhanath, Tatrasya Mata Gayatri, Pitatu Acharya Uchyate. For these people, there are two births. One is before Upanayana Samskara, that is the physical birth. Matur Agreti Jananam, your physical mother gives birth to the child. Before it is physical birth, from physical mother, and the second birth is spiritual birth after Upanayana Samskara from the spiritual mother. Vitiyam Maunji Bandhanam is a ritual during the Upanayana Samskara. And this mother is what? Spiritual mother is Veda Mata. Gayatri Chandasam Mata. Gayatri is supposed to be the spiritual mother. Therefore, Dvijaha means Upanayana Samskara Sahitaha. One who has got Upanayana Samskara. And Eka Jatihi means Upanayana Samskara Rahitaha. So, Upanayana Samskara Sahitaha is Dvijatihi. And Upanayana Samskara Rahitaha is Eka Jatihi. So they are called Shudraha, and he is Asamskrita Manushyaha. And these two connections are made mostly, so who cannot do Vedic sadhanas? Therefore, Jana Shruti must come under Dvijaha alone, and not as Eka Jati Shudraha. Now we will do the word analysis also. So, Samskara Paramarshate Tadabhavate Abhilapacha. These are the words. So samskara paramarshad, one word. Tatabhava abhilapatam, second. Another compound word, and cha. So samskara paramarshad means what? Upanayana samskaraha paramarsha. So Vedic mention. Paramarsha means Vedic mention. So samskara paramarshad means because of the Vedic mention of upanayana samskaras or in the context of Vedic sadhanas, then tad abhava abhilapat. A compound word again, three words. Tad means tad, that. That means the Upanayana Samskara. Abhava means the absence of Upanayana Samskara. And tasya abhavaha means tad abhavaha. So again, Shashti Tatvarsham. So then abhilapat means scriptural mention. Abhilapat means scriptural mention. So, tadabhava abhilapat means because of the scriptural mention of the absence of Upanayana Samskaras, then we have to supply the word shudreshu in the context of shudras or with respect to shudras because it is not mentioned. Therefore, if you join them all together, we get because of the Vedic mention of the Upanayana Samskara with respect to Vedic sadhanas and because of the mention of the absence of Upanayana Samskaras with respect to Shudras. Therefore, combining these two, the Shudra, that is the Asamskrita Manushyas, are not eligible for Vedic sadhanas. We have to say, and this is what we have to say, and we come later to that also in the discussion. And then cha means and also. Then we have to supply the following words. Shudranam Shrauta Sadhaneshu Na adhikaraha. Asamskrita manushyas are ineligible for Vedic sadhana. Vedic sadhanas. They can purify the mind, gain self-knowledge, and also gain moksha only through what? Smartha sadhanas. And smartha sadhana is following non-Vedic sadhanas, like itihasa, purana, and all those sadhanas. They can follow, get the same result. Then let us go to the next sutra, sutra number 37. Tadabhava nirdharane cha pravrittehe. Tadabhava nirdharane cha pravrittehe. 37th sutra of third part of first chapter, 100th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us see the general analysis of the sutra. Here, Vyasacharya refers to a story of Satyakama Javalaha in Chandogya Upanishad, that is 4.4. And in short, it is the next section after Samvarga Vidya. We read Samvarga Vidya earlier, 4.3. Now 4.4, next section, this is next section of the Satyakama Javala, which is actually in 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3, three sections. Satyakama Javala story that begins in the fourth chapter, fourth section. And here Vyasacharya refers to mantra 4.4.5. Naitada Brahmano Vivaktumarkati Samidham Somya Ahara Upatva Neshe Na Satyadakaha Iti Tam Upaniya Krishanam Balanam Chatushataga Nirakritya Vachemaha Somyanu Samrajeti Ta Abhi Prastapayanu Vacha Na Sahasrena Varteyeti Saha Varsha Ghanam Provasa Ta Yada Sahasragam Sampeduhu. There is a story that he took so many cows and then he would multiply to 1,000 cows and come back and all. They are all stories. There we saw that in Chandogya. But now let us, the story is not the context here. The context of the mantra here is Satyakama was a young boy and he wants to gain Vaidika sadhana in the form of Saguna Brahma Upasana, not Smartha Sadhana. Therefore, he went to a guru. The guru's name is Haridrumata. Haridrumata guru, that's all not important, but he went to that guru. And the guru asked for his gotra, the family lineage. And this is generally asked to find out whether the student had the religious culture required for pursuing Vedic study. Because we believed that self-knowledge required an appropriate cultural background. And that is why they always insisted that a Vedic cultural atmosphere is very important for Vedic learning, for Brahma Vidya to fructify. Just as, for example, tree to grow, an appropriate climate is needed. Similarly, for Brahma Vidya, self-knowledge cannot be taken out and planted anywhere. It can successfully grow only where the Vedic culture is there. And therefore, the culture and teaching are both important. And this can be known by knowing the parampara or lineage of a student. Therefore, kula, gotra, they are all inquired. Actually, this is very nicely said in Upadesha Sahasri of Adi Shankaracharya. There are two parts. One is called Gadhya Bhaga, another is called Padya Bhaga. And Gadhya Bhaga is first bhaga, first part. And Shankaracharya discusses it in that. So Vedanta gives the, but the mental makeup is given by a religious or Vedic spiritual culture only. Materialists cannot give such a mental makeup at all. That is why they ask for the family background for three generations even. And this boy said, when he asked Haridramata, when he asked Satyakama, he said, I don't know my gotra. And not, he didn't stop with that. He also said, my mother does not know also my gotra. I don't know my gotra. My mother also does not know my gotra. Therefore, I should be only called Satyakama Jabalaha. That is her name. So my mother's name is Jabala. Therefore, I am Jabalayaha Putraha Jabalaha. I am the son of Jabala. Then what does the Guru Haridrama do? Haridramata? He says, you must belong to a cultured gotra only. I can infer that. Because you said that I don't know when you don't really know. That means you did not choose to bluff. The very fact that you openly told the truth, even though in this case, the truth may lead to a lot of rumors. Nobody wants to tell the truth, as that would bring ill fame to the family. Because if somebody says, I don't know the Gotra, not only me, my mother also doesn't know, that means there could be so many rumors, people may say so many things about the family. The condition to be a Samskrita Manushya is Satyam Vada. Speak the truth. So the first qualification to speak the truth, Satyakama had. So the first test is character test. You are a moral person, a refined person only. And having ascertained the cultural qualification, the guru did not teach and invited him for Upanayana Samskara. He did not teach immediately. He asked him to go through the Upanayana Samskara and make him a Samskrita Purusha and gave him the second qualification. Only then he taught him the Brahma Vidya. Therefore, the essence is what we come to know. A teacher teaches Vedic sadhanas only after ascertaining the absence of disqualification. And this is the background of this sutra. And there are four words in this sutra. Pravrittehe means commencement of Vedic teaching. This is by what and to whom? That is not said. The commencement of teaching to Satyakama Jabalaha, because of Haridramata's commencement of Vedic teaching to Satyakama Jabala. And cha means also, in addition to the reasons in the previous sutra, so Tadabhava Nirdharane is a compound word which consists of three words, Tad, Abhava, and Nirdharana. Tad means disqualification here, Abhava means absence, and Nirdharana means ascertainment. So making sure that the student has absence of disqualification. Presence of qualification, absence of disqualification. So the student has presence of qualification. It also indicates what? The guru has the responsibility to ascertain the qualification of the Shishya. Etat adarvasirsham asishyaya na deyam. Upanishad very categorically says, if a Shishya is not competent, do not give this Vidya to them. It won't do any good to them. In the previous sutra, it was said that qualification is required. And in this sutra, it is said that Guru should ensure Shishya has the desired qualification to impart Brahma Vidya. Guru's responsibility it is. Only after the ascertainment or the absence of disqualification, the Guru can teach. And because of this, it is evident that a Asamskrita Manushya is not eligible for Shrauta Sadhana. Let us go to the next sutra now. Shravana Adhyayanartham Pratishedhatam Smritescham. Shravana Adhyayanartham Pratishedhat Smritescham. We'll do word analysis later anyway. So the same discussion on the Shudra's right that is concluded here. Let us go to the general analysis. First, here Vyasacharya points out the Smriti support. Not only Shruti Pramanam is there, Smriti Pramanam is also there. And the Smriti itself mentions what are the Shrauta Sadhanas. Smriti goes one step further. Even Veda Shravanam, listening to Veda, is a Shrauta Sadhana only. All the four Shrauta Sadhanas are what? Veda Shravanam, Veda Adhyayanam, Veda Artha Vichara, and Veda Artha Anushtanam. All four, they all require Samskriti. And there is a Vasishta Smriti or Vasishta Dharma Sutra that says, Tasmat na Shudra Samipe Adhyetavyam. Vedic chanting should not be done very near an Asamskrita Manushya, because it will be disrespected or not appreciated by him. He doesn't know the value of that. This is called Shravana Nishedaha, hearing prohibition. Asamskrita Manushya should not hear Vedic chanting. Then the next one is Gautama Dharma Sutra that says, Dvijatinam Adhyayana Mijyadhanam. Adhyayana means chanting. Ijya means ritual. So from this we come to know that the chanting the artha vichara and artha anushtanam, they are all meant for dvijatinam, samskritam manushyana, only for those people. From this we have to take the opposite. What is that? That is asamskrita pur manushya do not have the eligibility for adhyayanam, idya and all that. So from these two smriti quotations, these are from smriti, not shruti, from smriti. From these two smriti quotations, we come to know that four shrauta sadhanas are negated for asamskrita manushyas. What are those four? Shravanam, adhyayanam, vichara and anushtani. Therefore Vyasacharya says, since smriti pramanam negates the four shrauta sadhanas with respect to asamskrita manushyas, then we should conclude asamskrita manushyas are anadhikaris, not eligible. This is general meaning. Now let us go for the word analysis. And this has three words: shravanadhyayanartha pratishedhat is one compound word, smritehi another word, then cha. Smritehe means smritihi, pramana, in the form of the Vasishta Dharma Sutra. That's a pramana. Gautama Dharma Sutra and all, they are all pramana from the smriti. Smritehe. In the smriti here is again panchami. So referring to hetu. And because of the smriti pramanam, cha also. Because of the smriti pramanam also. And now the next word is what? Shravana adhyayana artha pradishedhat. Shravanam means Vedic hearing, adhyayanam means Vedic chanting, artha means artha vichara, inquiry, and artha anushtana both. So the analysis and the practice of rituals, anushtana. So if you join all four, now what happens? Pradisheshaha means negation. So pradisheshad. So it's again another panchami. So we don't go there. So because of the negation, which is the explanation for this smriti pramana. Therefore, the final meaning is what now? Because of the smriti pramana also, which negates Vedic hearing, Vedic chanting, Vedic inquiry, and Vedic rituals, we have to add the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Asamskrita manushyaham shrauta sadhaneshu anadhikari. An asamskrita purusha manushyaham is ineligible, anadhikari, for Shrauta Sadhana. With this sutra is also over. Then Shankaracharya mentions a few more points. They are worth noting, which we will see perhaps tomorrow. Because of this reason, according to Vyasa and Shankara, Asamskrita Manushya is not eligible. And therefore, Jnana Shruti mentioned in the Samvarga Vidya is Samskrita Kshatriya only and not an Asamskrita Purusha. Therefore, he refutes the Purva Pakshi that he cannot quote Jnana Shruti as his support. Shankaracharya adds another reason also to prove Jnana Shruti is a Kshatriya only. And the support that Shankaracharya gives is what? If you read Jnana Shruti's story, you come to know, this I mentioned at the beginning, that he built a lot of chaul trees, Annadana centers, Annadana Satrani he made, where Annadanam was promoted throughout the country. That means what? He had lot of wealth. And not only that, to find Raikwa, he sent his charioteer known as Kshatta. And if you read the Puranic stories, you come to know that Kshatta served only Kshatriyas. They were a group of hereditary people. They like taxi drivers, these charioteers. They are a group of the hereditary drivers who were charioteers assisting the Kshatriyas. Therefore, how can there be a chariot for any other person? Brahmanas, Vaishyas, Shudras, they don't have chariots. Therefore, the very word Kshatta indicates that Jnana Shruti is a Kshatriya community only. Therefore, Acharya says, Kshatrum Preshanadi, so Auswarjya Yogat, there's a relation. He says, he had a status by which he commanded not only wealth, but also charities, the chariots, he could get both of them. So these are all Aishwarya. He has got lot of Aishwarya Yoga. So all these chariots and all here, Aishwarya Yoga. Then Shankaracharya makes another general observation also. In Mahabharata, there is a statement that says, Shravaye Chaturo Varna. One should teach scriptural knowledge to all the four Varnas, it says. That means Mahabharata does not make any difference between Samskrita and Asamskrita Manishyas. That means you contradict Mahabharata. Acharya says, Mahabharata does not say Shrauta Sadhanani. And it does not refer to Vedic Sadhana. And the Mahabharata statement is applicable to Smartha Sadhana. And therefore, there is no restriction for Smartha Sadhana. Smartha Sadhana, they can go to Moksha also. So even for Gayatri, this is interesting. Even for Gayatri, we have Shrauta Gayatri, Vedic Gayatri, we know. I will finish it now, one minute. And there is a Smartha Gayatri also, so that everybody can benefit. Tatsavitur Varenyam, that Gayatri mantra, we know as a Shrauta Gayatri. And there is a Smartha Gayatri also. Yo Devaha Savitaha Asmakam Diyo Dharmadi Gocharaha Prereyete Tasya Yad Bhargaha Tatvarenyam Upasmahe. This is there to enable all the people to benefit from the Vedic study. Everybody can recite this Smartha Gayatri mantra. So through Shrauta and Smartha Samskaras, one can get Chitta Shuddhi and self-knowledge and moksha also. The restriction is with respect to the route that is taken. If somebody wants to go through the Shrauta Sadhana or Smartha Sadhana, there only conditions come. But both can take a person to self-knowledge and moksha or ultimate liberation. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Krishna.